I speak to you in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. I did 1 year of EFM, and then I went off to seminary, and maybe now is time I come back. We'll see. I am grateful that EFM is a part of our culture here at St. Anne's. I'm a big, big proponent of continuing education and formation and for going deeper beyond the surface in all things biblical or Christianity or religious. There are answers that hang out beyond the surface, but the only way to get there is through study and community. So thank you, Ron, very much for your leadership and mentoring of this community of faith here through Education for Ministry. So if it's the second Sunday of Advent, then like clockwork, you can count on John the Baptist making an appearance. And what an odd duck he is. In his questionable attire and his rather, nobody would eat what he brought to a potluck, let's just say that. But John's mother was notified before anybody else what John's role would be. And John, the whole of his life, lived into that one vocation, that one job of preparing the way of the Lord. And John did such a great job doing that, preparing the way of the Lord. And he never really minded, according to what I understand, being the second fiddle, always pointing beyond self and to Jesus. Even today, within the first couple of lines of the gospel, John's like, it's not me, it's not about me, it's about the one who is coming. So you got to prepare. And you got to prepare by submitting to a baptism of repentance. So not only is he wearing some weird stuff and eating some weird stuff, but the very first relationship outreach that he has with people is, you're sinning, you're a sinner. That's not in the How to Win Friends and Influence People book, by the way. But here's the beautiful thing. People needed to hear it. And here's a truth. We still do. I'm going to put a little tack in that and come back to it. As you heard in the gospel, John was out in the wilderness proclaiming, prepare the way of the Lord. And in my experience, prior to February of this year, wilderness was very romantic. It was tree-dense forests, mountain pathways, maybe a stream flowing by, a well-manicured trail between the parking lot to the top of the mountain and back. And then I went to Jerusalem, and I realized, boy, was I wrong. Wilderness, and where John is, down by the Jordan, is oppressively bright and sunny, with the sun glaring off of white and yellow-white mountains. Nowhere to hide from such a light. No place of respite when you're in the thick of it. We had to squint our eyes just to have some type of relief. And to think that when people were making their way to John, that they were doing so with footwear that was crude and rude and probably not very comfortable. They were doing it in the heat, and they had to carry everything they needed with them in that journey. Now, when we went in an air-conditioned limousine bus with water in the cooler and the radio on. All the comfort that we could ever need, protected from the elements, get out, learn a little bit, walk around, get back in, and go to the next stop. I've touched the River Jordan, got my feet in it and everything. The experience in the wilderness in February really helped me understand the journey these people had to go on to get to John, to get down to the Jordan. And they needed it. And they came from all over. They needed it and they came from all over. Because when we are preparing the way of the Lord, even in 2017, sometimes you got to go with people. And sometimes you got to say, what is in my heart that is blocking the pathway? What is in my heart that is preventing me from being steady, ready, and centered to welcome the Christ child? Chances are, whatever it is something that I need to repent for. So when John says, repent, that's how we prepare the way of the Lord. That's how we make the mountains low and the valleys high and the pathways straight, is by saying, I have messed up and I'm sorry. And I don't want to walk around with this in me anymore. And when you clear that out, it's amazing what can happen inside. That relief, that release. John was calling people to come to him, and they were coming not only so that they could repent, but the rest of the world told these folks that only some are welcomed, that only some can come, that only some could pay this much, and only some would be invited to the banquet. Only some, not all, but John said, absolutely not. Y'all come. All y'all. You all need this. There's no separation between who is worthy and who isn't. There is no separation by who's in and who is out. John said, you show up and I will get you dunked in that river. Because we all need it. The baptism he offered was one of repentance, but he said quickly, this ain't it. This is not all there is. The one that's coming is going to baptize you with the Holy Spirit. I love that he says that, because he's saying again, I'm not the one. I'm not the one, but he's coming, and you got to get ready. You got to prepare, and the way you prepare is to say, I'm sorry. The way you prepare says, I've messed up. Please forgive me. Wilderness is a place where God meets us where we are, whether it be out in the desert or in a beautiful mountain path or even in the middle of your own body. My wilderness, I can't hide from you today. My wilderness is a flare of rheumatoid arthritis. But I have learned a great deal in my brokenness, which is that God says, I got you. I'll meet you there. And I will bring relief through the form of gifts of medication, senses of humor, people to walk with and next to. And there was a time when this was a really scary place to be for me. But through time and healing and faith and prayer, I may be here in my wilderness now, but God won't let me stay there. And that's the truth in any wilderness that we face, be it a place of discontent or a place of discomfort or a place of unknowing or uncertainty. Whatever that wilderness is for you, God is already there with you. God is already there with you. And God says, I love you enough to send my one and only son to take your pain on, to take your discomfort on, to take your sins on, because I love you. I love you that much. John may not have known that part of the story, But the gift of having a chance to hear and know the whole story is that as we sit in our own wilderness, we know that grace and mercy and love is readily available, no questions asked, no lines in the sand, and that it is freely given to each of us. So prepare the way of the Lord, make those paths straight, clear some room out in your heart, and get ready, because the journey of Advent continues. Amen. Amen.